神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I'm very happy to spend the next half hour with you.
我很高兴可以再一次的以这三十分钟时间跟你在一起。
I would like you to think about the thought that when you were young, very, very young, maybe someone hurt you very deeply.
我们好不好回想一下，在你小的时候，什么时候你有这样的印象，就是有人伤害了你，你记得？
Maybe it was when you were a teenager.And somehow you got a very bad hurt.
还是说在你青少年的时候，你有很深的受到伤害？
Maybe it's in your marriage.
还是说你的婚姻里面？
You feel like you've been hurt deeply.
你觉得呢？你受到很大的伤害。
Now what do we do with this hurt?
那这样的伤害会怎么样呢？你怎么处理呢？
Do we have a choice?
你是不是有决定的权利呢？
Do we have a choice whether we'll be free from the thoughts of it or whether we'll allow this thing to become bitterness in our life?
对于这些伤害，你有没有这种选择的能力，决定说我不要受它的影响，或者是你有没有这种选择能力说呢，我要让它越来越严重，成为一种苦毒。
You might say, well, what is bitterness?
那到底什么是这种苦毒呢？
Well, you see, bitternessisn't really something that you do, or that you have done, but it's a way of being.
所谓的苦毒就是过去你的一些经验，经过一些行为的经验之后呢，你成为怎么样的人？
You see, bitterness is when a peculiar kind of unlove has gotten down so deep inside of you that it becomesa sort of kind of state of our spirit.
所谓的苦毒就是你受到一些挫败，或者是你没有被爱之后呢，那种感受存到你的心的深处，然后就这样子存在那里。
Sometimes we sleep with it, we get up with it, we go through the day with it.
你去睡觉就存在你的心里，起来也是一样，你在工作都跟着你。
Bitterness is something buried deep inside of us.
是很深的地方存着的。
And it becomes a way of looking at life.
之后，因为你的苦毒就变成一种你对事情的看法，也会影响到它。
You know, bitterness is a certain kind of glass in your spirit.
所谓的苦毒会在你的这种心灵里面戴上一种眼镜。
You see, once bitterness gets hold of us, it doesn't matter who you look at or where you look, it's all sour in your spirit.
所以因为这样子你就看任何人或看任何事情呢，总是腐化了，总是变酸了。
Well, you might say, how does it happen?
那怎么会这样呢？
Well, it could have happened a long time ago.
可能是要回溯到很久以前。
It's a fact that by the time it's full blown, it did happen a long time ago.
那这样的事情呢，是在很久以前，在你的经验里面发生过的。
Like I said before, somebody hurt you.
就是有人伤害了你。
It could be possible that you're holding on to a bitterness of something that your own father did to you.As you were a little child, or maybe it was your mother.
有时候呢，从小的时候，从爸爸那边或妈妈那边来的一些伤害呢，你也会把它持守在你的心里面。
You see, these are things that happened way back there when we were growing up.
所以这种苦读的形成是在很久以前就存在的。
We were like little trees.
我们就像一棵树一样。
That was being formed.
这棵树呢，长大了。
And somebody pushed them, and they got bent.
有时候呢，在它的成长过程当中，被别人就把它折断了，或者是呢，折弯了。
And so deep inside, we were bent and became bitter.
我们的里面就像这棵树一样，好像在里面被别人来折断，或者是折弯我们，让我们心里面受到伤害。
Today, the scientists or the psychologists would explain this as the fact that we have something that is called an old brain.
科学家心理学家在研究，就是我们的里面呢有一个所谓的一个旧脑，旧的脑。
It is the part of our brain that was actually developed when we were very, very young.
是一个我们很小的时候就发展的一个脑的一部分。
It was very pliable.Very easy for furrows of memory to be placed there.
它本身呢是很容易把一些记忆存进去的。
But they think of it as the old brain because many of those things we cover up and have forgotten, but they're still there.
我们称为旧脑是因为呢它呢存着很早以前的记忆，可是你很容易就忘记掉，即使你忘记还是存在那里。
Now how do you say we forgot it but it's still there?
那什么意思说已经忘记的还在那里呢？
It's like we have covered it up. It's like we've covered it over, but it's still there and can easily be brought back.
意思是说呢，它被掩盖了或者是被掩饰了，就是好像把它忽略了，但是呢不管什么时候随时都可以再出现。
It could be so long ago that you haven't even thought about it in a long time, but like the glasses you put on, it colors everything you see.
它是一个你自己都无意识的都不知道的很早以前的一个记忆，但是呢却好像会成为一个镜片呢，让你呢从这个玻璃片呢看事情呢怎么看都有一样的看法。
Could have been something very big in your life then.
有时候这件事情的记忆呢是对你来讲是很重大的一个事情。
Sometimes when the child was sexually molested, it's there deep inside.
比如说一个孩子在性的方面呢受到虐待。
And could you believe it? That can makeAnd ruin a marriage?
你知道吗？虽然他已经忘记了，可是呢，还是可以毁掉他的婚姻。
Because you see, as we said it, it's like glasses that colors everything in our life. So even though we may not remember altogether about the event, it colors even our marriages sometimes, the resentment, the hurt that has built up inside.
因为他这个旧脑里面的记忆呢就会像一个有色的玻璃片一样，他把所有以后的人生里面跟他有关系呢都会把它着上一些别的颜色，他的影响，他的这种伤害的影响呢，或许他忘记了那个事实，可是是很大的。
You see, this thing can so hurt. Say it's a womanAnd she feels it so deeply that she begins to argue with her husband. She treats him very meanly. She acts like she doesn't care about him. But it's not really him. It's that thing deep inside that has colored all the rest of her relationships with men.
比如说有一个这样的妇女有这样的经验，然后她就累积了这样的一个记忆。之后呢，她会产生恼恨。之后他对他的先生有百般的刁难挑剔，或者是呢跟他争执生气。事实上他不是针对他的先生，是针对他过去的这样的一个记忆而反应的。
Or it can be something that really isn't a great big thing or a great big problem, but because of your sensitivity and because of the impression it made upon your mind, it has colored your life, even thoughIt's really not a big problem.
即使是一个小小的事情，但是它有伤害度一样的存在你的这个旧脑里面的记忆里面，它也一样会产生出一些你自己想象不到的一些影响。
But at the time, it hurt you.
但是在那个时候真的是伤害你了，即使是小事情。
It was like a knife that was twisted in you, and you grabbed hold of it, and you just have put it on a video in your head.
那个伤害呢，就是像一把刀子割伤了你，然后你就这样子啊，就这样子把它好像持守住，就怀在你的心里面。之后呢，这样的整个的一个影响呢，就像啊一部这种影片一样，在你的脑筋里面这样的放映。
And you replay it over and over again in your mind.
你总是在你的思想里面继续的重复的来啊，让它来出现。
You think to yourself, I'm the one that's gotten beaten up. I'm the one that has been hurt. And you keep saying that all over and over.
因为你一直在告诉自己一个信息，是我受到伤害，是那个人伤害我，是我是受害者。
I don't want to make this look so big to you, but it really is.
你不要以为我故意的把这个讲得很严重，可是呢，事实上它是有一些影响，很重要的影响。
And sometimes when you're a child and someone has said something about you like you're stupid, you're not as good as your brother, you're not as good as your sister, I wanted a boy, I didn't want this girl. All of these things, though they may look small, but they have done damage into a helpless, defenseless little child who had no way of stop what was going on.
对，有一些人讲一些话，或许是无心，或者是小事情讲了就算了。比如说你很笨啊，你根本比不上你的哥哥或姐姐。这些话呢，虽然好像说了就算了，可是呢，在你的心里面呢，却对一个没有抵抗力、没有防卫性的一个孩子来讲呢，就这样子产生了伤害跟苦毒。
You see, it becomes a meditation.
而且它会成为你的这种思绪里面的好像一个常常在默想的事情一样。
You see, it's a feeling that goes deeply into the injustice, the wrong that's happened to you.
而且是心深处呢会有一种觉得不公平的一种感受。
And you have assured yourself from the time it happened, and still in your own heart, though you don't remember the time, yet you still feel people treat you unjust.
即使你已经忘记的是谁或什么事情让你有这种感受，可是这个感受呢，就会跟着你在你的心怀里面一直记得你是被对待不公平的。
They begin to produce a poison inside of you.
那这样子的一个感受呢，这样子怀揣下来呢，到后来呢，就产生了一种毒气、毒性。
Actually, in some countries, they have roots that are poisonous that they kill their enemies with.
有些国家他们会用一种啊，他们的就是那种植物呢，有毒的那种根，植物的根呢，然后制造一些毒汁。想办法用这样的方法来毒死他们的敌人。
Actually, the Bible talks about the root of bitterness.
圣经把这种苦毒也称作毒根。
It goes deep and it becomes poisonous.
因为根本身是会越进越深的，而且呢，它带着毒性。
It distorts things.
因为有这个毒根呢，就会扭曲了所有的事实。
So things are so twisted that when we meet anybody in any situation that is somewhat like what we went through that caused us hurt, we act toward them with the same sort of anger and rage as we felt toward those that hurt us.
以至于当你面对一些人或一些事情的时候，只要他们跟以前你受伤害的经验是有关系的，那你就会把以前的那种感受投射到现在的对象来，即使他们不是伤害你的人。
See, you can't think of life properly.
以至于你对于你的生命的想法，你没有办法想得很正确。
Because of that thing that may have happened 20 years ago, and you cannot really rightly bring it to memory now, but it's there that has distorted and colored all the rest of your relationship.
即使这个事情的记忆已经离开你二十几年了，你已经忘记了，你根本就淡忘了，可是呢，那个感觉却在二十几年后会深深的影响你跟人的关系。
We don't really see life as it really is.
你也看不到生命的真面目。
We're not able to understand relationships and participate in deep relationships.
对于人际关系，人跟人的关系，你没有办法更深的去培植它，去啊享受它。
And of course, it gets into our feelings.
那当然，你的感受上也常常会受害。
Sometimes when no one's around, you wonder yourself, why am I like I am?
有时候你也自己会想说，我怎么会这样子？
You would like to have the joy of understanding relationships or the joy of loving my father or mother the way I should.
我明明是喜欢享受人跟人的关系，我希望我对我的爸爸或妈妈呢能够更亲爱一点，可是为什么我会这样子呢？
This happened to me.
那对我自己有这样的例子。
I couldn't understand why I felt the way I did toward my mother.
我实在是不明白为什么我对我妈妈有这样的感受。
To me, she really was a good mother.
我妈妈呢，实在是一个好的母亲。
But yet it seemed like I couldn't love her the way I should.
但是呢，我即使理性上想爱她，就是爱不下去。
Until one day,
一直到有一天，
one of those deep hurting memories came back.
我心里面深处的一个受伤害的啊，有恼恨的这个感受上来了，一个那个记忆上来了。
And I then realized why I was feeling the way I did.
我突然间恍然大悟，为什么我对我的妈妈有那种恼恨。
I thank God He freed me from it.
我感谢神让我从这里面得到释放。
Because that's what it is. It's really freedom.
因为呢，我真的得到自由了。
Actually, doctors will tell us this bitterness will even release a poison into our own bloodstream, which will actually bring sickness and diseases and eventually death.
医生可以跟你证明这些苦毒所产生的啊这些毒性呢，会侵入渗入你的身体上的，不管你的循环系统或者是你的身体的器官，以至于置你于死地。
You know, actually, it's a kind of insanity.
事实上，那是一种精神的错乱。
It is, in a sense, a peculiar type of insanity.
是一种很独特性的精神上的问题。
Now think about it. Somebody hurt you way back in your young life.
你想想看，有人在你很年轻的时候伤害你。
Or maybe somebody hurt you last year.
还是说去年伤害了你。
Anyway, you keep going back over that hurt and hurting yourself over and over again because of what they did or said.
因为他们对你这样子，所以你就把这种啊被伤害的感受呢，继续的不断的拿来伤害自己。
You keep watching that video inside of you and it makes you feel hurt every time you think of it.
就好像你一次再一次的重复的放这个影片给你自己看，然后呢继续的受伤害。
It's like I can feel that knife cutting through me over and over.
就好像呢对方呢好像刺我一刀，这一刀呢常常又重复的去啊刺伤我。
You see, it's almost like picking up a knife and stabbing yourself.
那后来就等于说你把这个刀子拿起来自己来刺伤自己了。
You see, there's nothing that you can do to the person to hurt them the way you feel.
那你的感觉你根本没有办法有什么样的一个行动可以来对以前的伤害你的人做什么样的一个事情。
But every time I go back, it hurts me.
那问题是你一回想了就伤害到你自己。
And in many cases, they don't even know that you hate them.
问题是呢，那个伤害你的人早就不知道这个事情了。
They don't know what you're going through.
他们也不知道你里面是怎么样的一个变化。
But you keep hurting yourself over and over by the bitterness you allow to stay within you.
而是你自己容许这种苦毒继续的留在里面，而且呢，一次一次的在伤害你。
But you know, bitterness has a way of getting into your tongue.
这个苦毒从你的心里面会开始到你的口舌来讲话来。
Bitterness gets in your head.
到你的脑筋的思想来。
And as I said before, it affects the way you look at life and the way you look at people.
对你看人看事的看法也影响了。
You know, anger will follow, or anger will come along many times with that bitterness.
在苦读之后呢不久你就会发现你会很会生气。
Because you see, anger is sort of a like bitterness.
因为生气呢跟苦读是他们可以是并行的。
Now, anger is inside of a person, and you may not know it, but it's there. it doesn't show.
当这种恼恨、生气存在心里面的时候，有时候它不用显示出来，但是呢，还是在那里。
Now it shows its face when we go into a rage.
当然，当你把它啊，就是你很恼恨的时候呢，你暴怒的时候呢，它就会表达出来。
It when it explodes.Then we see that on the outside, but many times we hold that in our mind and we have a rage in our mind.
只有爆发的时候才会从外面看到生气，但是呢，基本上如果没有爆发的话，里面是可以深深的存着你的怒气的。
So now we see in review that we allow ourselves to become almost insane with this thing of hurting ourselves over and over again by saying, this is what my sister-in-law said, this is what my mother-in-law does, this is the hurt that I've gotten, this is where my husband never takes up for me but for my mother-in-law. These are the things that constantly are hurting you again and again and makes you an angry person.
就像你心里面存着一些过去的伤害，比如说家里面不管是妈妈或者是哪一个亲人伤害你，然后呢，还是说呢，你很不满你的先生从来没有来保护你，让你受到婆婆的这种伤害，这些你就这样子一次再一次的重复它，一次再一次的好像来啊伤害你自己之后呢，你也存着深深的恼恨跟怒气。
And then many times this anger breaks out into uncontrollable shouting and yelling and hollering at each other.
这个怒气呢，在某一个情况下就会爆发，你没有办法去控制它，就失控了。一失控呢，就产生这种嘶喊、争执，然后彼此的啊这种争吵。
No control over your tongue, beating people up verbally.
你的口舌，你讲话就失控了。你呢，用你的口舌，用你说的话呢，想要去伤害对方。
Sometimes people will look at you and say, "What's wrong with you? This isn't that bad. Why are you so angry?"
所以，四周围的人呢，就有一种很奇怪的想法，说又没有什么事情，为什么让你啊这么的好像小题大做一样，那么的生气？
You can't help yourself because of this deep anger, because of this bitterness in your life, because of the hurts that you have felt, and now you have sort of lost control. You've lost it, and you can get angry very quickly.
问题是你失控了，你是无助的，因为呢，那过去很久以来的这些苦毒伤害的感受，还有积存的这种怒气呢，让你没有办法来控制你自己。
Does your husband go into a rage over just little things?
是不是你的先生会因为一个小事情就暴怒呢？
Until he is a man that seems to have, cannot control himself at all, it's because there are bitternesses in his heart.
如果你发现他是一个一点都没有办法控制自己的脾气的人的话，可能里面就是有苦毒跟怒气。
We may become a person who deliberately hurts others.
So, 后来就形成一种情况，就是呢，你变成那个常常想去伤害人的人。
We may enjoy making people feel bad.
有时候呢，很喜欢看到别人被伤害。
Sometimes we may say, "Oh, I'm just teasing."
有时候你甚至说呢，我只是跟你开玩笑。
But there's something in us that hurting people likes to hurt people.
但是问题是一个受伤害的人，后来就变成喜欢去伤害人。
You enjoy passing on gossip.
有时候你也很喜欢在那边啊。好像就是在后面讲一些后面的话。
You see, there's something in us, a wonderful feeling, when we can say something about that person that hurts us, and the other person looks, oh, is that right? Is that the way they are?
我们没有办法去对对方用什么办法去报复，但是我们用一种后面的传话、讲话，讲给别人听，来让别人啊去对于对方有成见，也感觉这样子很好。
And you like to hear people speak evil about that person.
甚至你自己很喜欢听到别人讲那个人的，数落那个人的问题。
Actually, it can go so far that you might feel that you resent others who like them.
有时候呢，对于那些喜欢你不喜欢那个人的人呢，你都会有一种恼恨。
So we see these, it just advances in our life. It just gets worse many times.
那这个只有越来越糟。
Then we get malicious.
你就成为一个心存恶意的人。
You see, this malice is where you're determined to do harm to the other person.
因为呢，你就存心要去伤害对方。
They hurt you, and you're going to get even with them.
当有人稍微伤害你的时候呢，你一定要报复他了。
You may even dream about it, how you're going to do it.
连呢做梦都会想说该怎么样来设计来伤害对方。
So you spend a lot of time seeing how I can get at that person, that one that maybe hurt you in your business and you really lost your business because of them, and you're going to find a way of being able to bring them down.
到后来你会变成对于那些对你有害处或伤害你的人呢，想做报复。比如说呢，某某人害我，让我的事业失败了，所以呢，我也要想尽办法让他的事业失败。
You don't realize it, but it's like a burden on you, like you're carrying a heavy baggage in your life.
在你的没有意识下面呢，事实上你是背着一个很重的一个重担。
Okay, let's look at this in the past.
我们来看看过去。
Somebody made you feel very, very inadequate.
有的人呢，让你觉得好像你很无能。
You really put that deep in your heart, and you've been fighting that feeling ever since.
你就把它存在心里面，而且呢，常常在挣扎，你是很无能的这样的一个想法。
So whenever now you meet up with people who make you feel inadequate, you feel very,very bitter toward them.
以至于你长大之后呢，你碰到某一个人，只要他有讲一些话或做一些事让你觉得你是无能的话，你就对他们很生气。
But you see, the inadequacy is from the past, not that person now particularly.
那事实上你的那种生气、怒气的这种发作呢，事实上是在反映以前的那个第一个感受。
See, that's why sometimes you cannot understand what's happening to you? What's wrong with you?
其实为什么有时候你实在是没有办法了解说我怎么会这样子反应呢?
You see, we can be bitter toward a person that we love.
这样的话连我所爱的我都会对他有产生苦毒的。
You see, it's possible that I can feel resentment against the person I love, like my husband, or even my mother-in-law. And sometimes we see their faults, butIt's because we're looking at them through our glasses of bitterness.
其实我们是借着我们这个有色的眼镜呢，透过有色眼镜来看我们先生跟我们的婆婆或谁的问题，但是呢，我们还是对我们所爱的人呢产生了一种不好的感受。
I hope you're beginning to see how this thing can affect.Your whole life.
我希望你从这些讨论可以知道说呢，这个苦毒怎么样来影响你的生命。
Have you met people like this?
你有没有碰过这样的人呢？
Are you like this?
还是说你就是这样的人呢？
I'm going to be talking to you some more about this.
那我会再多谈关于这样的一个主题。
But I've learned in my life.
在我的生命里面，我这样的经验。
That the only one who could really show me what was deep inside of me.Was my Lord Jesus Christ.
那唯一在我的人生里面可以把我这里面的真正的我的那个里面的心理的景况显示出来的只有我的主耶稣。
I'll never forget the day that he gave me freedom over that thing that was so troubling in my life.
对于我人生里面那一件深深的在干扰我的这样的一个伤害呢，我实在是没有办法忘记我的主是怎么样让我得到自由的。
I want to thank Jean Vale for the article. It was very, very useful, and I want you to see what bitterness really can do to us.
我很谢谢就是写这篇文章的作者呢，让我在分享这篇文章之后呢，我更了解，而且更能够跟你分享，而且能够帮助我们。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。